Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's hit some buttons. Hello everyone. So today I'm doing a bit of a recording on something special, and I'm gonna just brief myself on module 6, spreading heart-centered energy to everyone. And the subtopics to the topic of the module are: embracing the ripple effect of heart-centered living on your surroundings, exploring ways to spread love, kindness, compassion, inspire positive change, and contributing to a more heart-centered world through small acts of generosity. Let's kind of unpack these. Spreading heart-centered energy, this energy that we have from the heart, it's a vibration. Learning to give more, be more of a giver than a receiver. Again, they're both the same. So, but unfortunately, some of us in this world are like that. They like to receive more rather than give more. So we need a balance. We need a balance of this kind of energy. And this will teach us how to keep our hearts open, become more resilient to all the negatives out there. And this is all the whole lesson of what we're doing is living from the heart, from the heart center. And so, well, let's go tackle the first one. Let's look at the first lesson, spreading heart-centered energy. I think we all know that energy is beautiful energy. We have two types of energy. We've got the love and we've got the other one, right? So, but the other one's just as good. And they come in balance. And we're only here on a short time in how we handle and how resistant we are to our energies and, you know, in light. And keeping things just lightened up. The more lightened up, the more light we have in our life, the happier we are in this life, right? So, but also handling our dualities. So, who here wants to live a life of more happiness? And who here wants to know how to become more resistant to the other side of the, you know, to the shadow part of us? So this is a question you need to ask, and we have the power of choice. And how to handle our circumstances, and how not to feel so much of a victim. Victimhood or from shameful, all the lower vibrations come from a, you know, like the circumstances. We, you know, you can't avoid circumstances. Everything, every move you make, every breath you take, it's like a song. You know, you're going to get subject to circumstances. Circumstances do create or encourage the shadow side to react. So yeah, it's easy to follow circumstances. Some circumstances will always try to create victimization, always. And it's like, you know, like, here's the thing. You have a choice to go that way and take this stuff personal, assume stuff, which is the lower, it keeps you into lower vibration. And lots, like I said earlier, the question is, how would you like to know and how would you like to practice keeping more positive in life? Okay, there's always a balance, but getting out of there, getting out of the negative and getting into the positive. So, yeah. Like today, it's a beautiful day, it's sunny, I'm enjoying it, taking a walk, watching the trees at the moment, the regular trees I pass, and watching them blossom here in springtime in, you know, in Australia. So it's just beautiful. And you tend to see more colours when you have a higher light vibration. Now, many years I've missed out, you know, on this. I was too busy. Too busy being a victim on this life, you know, not even watching the... It's like... It's time. For those that might be going through some anxiety, you're not seeing this, what I'm saying. You're not even, maybe you get snippets of it, but you want to get a lot of it. So, yeah, I just encourage anyone that's listening to sign up our program, to follow, become a member. There's a lot of information given, so, and from loving compassion and loving kindness, you know, there's a few questions here we're going to go through, and this is one of the things I actually do. I help people get over the bridge and let them stay over the bridge of light, where they find more light in their life, where they can have a beautiful relationship and connection with themselves, with others, with this beautiful planet they live on. You know, time is short, so we're only here maximum if you're lucky. You know, depends how you live your life. I find a lot of people with more light, compassion, live much longer. They don't have as much stress, anxiety, and you know, I've had a lot of people coming through my training system, and you know, giving them some light. What's more important than giving them a practice? That's a practice. See the light to continue with it. Whatever works, you do more. Okay, moving on. So the ripple effect, heart-centered living. The objective is to understand impact of heart-centered living on individuals and communities. Introduction to the concept of the ripple effect in heart-centered living. Ripple effect is like chucking a pebble into a pond or into something and watching that ripple out and increase its volume. Increases frequency and energy. So exploring real-life examples, individuals who have positively influenced others through their heart-centered actions. I create this podcast, not about me, but I create. What do you do to do that second part? Exploring real-life examples. It's my story is I just love doing it. I love to shine the light. I guess I'm what you might call me as a light worker. You know, you gotta be find out what's your real purpose in this life, and you really find that when you do stuff you can't stop doing. And for me, it's just totally being creative and in that zone and just learning to be in the flow. And then we move on reflecting on personal experience, receiving kindness and compassion from others. Go back a time on your timeline in the past when you thought that felt good. This person did something for me. I was in need. The universe is like that. It'll come support you. It'll give you the help you need. We're never really alone. And if you think you're alone with it, your perception's all wrong, unfortunately. Oh, you can be alone. It's a choice. Everything is choice. So some people don't mind doing that or being like that. But just to reflect now on a question like, when was the last time? Can you think of a person that reached out to you? and just made you feel a bit better. And they showed some loving compassion and kindness. It could be a text, it could be a small message. So when was the last time for you? We can also go into just group discussions. How can heart-centered actions create a ripple effect in your daily lives? What can you do? What can you do to reach out? What can you create this beautiful pattern, a harmonic pattern, and allowing you to take the opportunity of showing empathy and feeling and learning the actual behavioral feeling of it and practicing that. And moving on to lesson two, spreading love, kindness and compassion. So when you look at that, the objective is to discover some practical ways to spread love, kindness, compassion, inspire positive change. So we go into discussing the power of love, kindness, compassion, and we already covered some of the subjects in the other modules, but it's always good to be reminded. As the more we're reminded, the more stronger we and more stronger we understand, better we understand it. We explore various acts of kindness and compassion, from simple gestures to more profound actions. Well, I do have a friend, and they're about to go into something called the Lifeline, and she's a total spiritual worker, and she's shown a lot of compassion and time. She's almost retired, and she's doing quite well for herself. She knows when not to stress out and when to do things, but now she's focusing on for a little while on other people and sitting there learning how to be a life worker, lifeline worker for people who have depression, anxiety, and who need that support. So she's there as a supporter. I love that people can do that and really, really engage that in themselves. That's one example. For me, I used to do Rotary International. It was something, but it was like, you know, most of my Sundays, once a month, I'd be sitting there at stores collecting money from storeholders, and we'll do that. It's called flea markets up here in Australia, where we collect a certain amount of monies and allowed other small hobby retailers just to sell anything, any junkets or whatever. And I remember doing that for a while. Met some beautiful people also, and some fellowship there, but we all had the same goal. End of the day, we're there to experience loving kindness and compassion, and it was a wonderful connection, it was a wonderful energy. So I remember experiencing that. Engage in a brainstorming session to generate ideas for spreading love and kindness in everyday life. Yeah, we can talk about that. We can group together on Clubhouse all together, and we can have a chit chat. So hopefully that you take the opportunity to come along. But I find the Clubhouse is also challenging to work out, not to be negative, but you need a bit of time to work it out, which buttons to press and that. So it's a great application. And you never know, you can actually meet yourself there. They say that, it doesn't matter which application you use, you have the opportunity to meet yourself there, to challenge yourself. If something you might be like, it might be for you, it might be like a challenge of public speaking. I knew I had butterflies when I spoke. Until you get used to it and you do start podcasting like this and just talking to the phone naturally, authentically, just being yourself. And that was a challenge for me. So you could find yourself, you can find your other side of you, the shadow, the ego that doesn't want you to move forward, and or you can just become a, you know, listening from the heart. You can practice that. You can do that. We can role play, yeah. Participants can practice expressing love and kindness in different scenarios. That's one greater way of being practical. And then we move on to lesson three. It's contributing to a heart-centered world. Now you can move on to, and the objective of that is to learn how small acts of generosity contribute to a more heart-centered world. You can explore the significance of collective efforts in creating a passionate society. Yeah, that's a bigger picture. That's a bigger picture. Yeah, you don't know where the next 20, 10, 20 years are going to go. And how our our system, our capital system, is going to melt down, or Mother Nature is kind of working her way to try to stabilize the balance, or she gets totally upset with us, and before we know, we have a major earthly catastrophe, like a tsunami. Go figure that, a tsunami, a full wave that crushed, I think it was the, somewhere in Thailand, and just like about 10 years ago, whatever it was. And there's movies on that. And you kind of think, is that for real? Earthquakes, extensive rain. So yeah, I think Mother Nature's also looking at us. How are we doing? Are we actually here learning to come back to something called love and kindness in a collective form? And how do we need to, you know, just squish down the egos? There's always these studies and how to be more internal, like external, or some balance is what we're looking for. And Mother Nature might be kind to us, kind and compassionate, also be nice to us. I got 10% left on my phone. I think I got enough to run through some more. So also discuss the impact of small acts of generosity on individuals and communities. Yeah, this question is what can we do to help, even one help, one other person. Then you can extend to more people. Then more globally, what can we do? I like in Australia, there's a lot of emphasis, or a lot of people doing community services in a nice way. Community services from the heart. It's not about volunteer. There's a lot of opportunities to volunteer, whether it's serving, making a sandwich for someone who can't make a sandwich for themselves. They could be on the street or the homeless. Or you can just gather certain fruits and vegetables in a bag and allow people who don't have that to line up and give them that. That's also nice, because there's a couple of hours of your life, okay? It takes you a bit of time to drive there, and then you got to serve and serve from the heart. And these are all good stuff. Like a lot of us aren't doing that more. We're more into our minds. We want to do it, but we should be doing it. So that's something to think about. Participate in a group activity where participants plan and execute small acts of generosity. Okay, yeah. Generosity, maybe listening from the heart is also kind of a way of being generous of your time. Practicing your time, giving your time to someone that needs to be heard. And let's reflect how contributing to a more heart-centered world aligns with personal values and goals. Well, do we have room for that? Is that one of our values, hierarchy values? Or is that part we totally ignore? And here's the point. If we ignore that, then we become ignorant to the closest people around us. That's really important. How does contributing more heart-centered world align with personal values? So on a global level, do we really give a stuff? That's a tough one. We need to come out of this, have a different value, come out of this different yearning, put our consciousness to something more valuable, so we know where we're going with this. You know, I'm actually talking to some hearts here. You know, some of you is actually probably thinking, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm not doing enough. Yeah, I'm feeling shitty. Yeah. So bet you'd feel different if you extended yourself and break a few habits, that unhealthy habits that they don't really serve you. There's nothing compassionate, kind about it. Moving on, let's look at lesson four. We look into reflection and integration. So how can we put all this together? You create a personal action plan, spreading hearts. Okay, the group sharing is beautiful. Participants discuss the experience of spreading love, kindness, and how they did it inside the module. That goes back to, if you follow this module, they're up to six. There's only two more after this one. And how has that changed your life? And what sort of commitments have you made, and have you followed through those commitments to make a change? Do Do you have an action plan outlining specific steps spreading heart centered energy in your life, in daily life? Do you have an action plan for this type of heart centered living, daily living? So, commitment. Each participant shares one actionable goal they will implement immediately. Okay. That just stands for okay. So what is it that you want to commit to? What is it can you commit to? It's the smallest thing. It doesn't mean much. So when we get together on the clubhouse discussing this, we all need to come in with a commitment. What is it that you're going to be doing, for the next week, next 2 weeks, to the next month? What is it you want to commit yourself to? What's kind of feasible for you at this stage? Small steps. Small steps. Yep, so we can, commitment. You can share one actual goal that will implement immediately. So, at the end of the session, which is this coming Wednesday, I think, yep. The homework assignment, you'll be encouraged to carry out your action plans, document the experiences and observation of the following week. You'll be able to observe yourself, maybe chat, use the chat options on Facebook on Living with Love and how you're going. We can do that as observing our changes or any actions on those plans and commitments. The assessment now is at the beginning of the next module, this module coming. Participants will share their reflections, experience from their... Okay, we can always, at the beginning of the next module, we'll see how we went, any changes, highlights, impacts, actions themselves, surroundings, and how things work out. Some questions we can ask. Okay, some practical questions we can ask of this module, spreading heart-centered energy, maybe like the ripple effect. Heart-centered. Can you think of a time when someone's acts of kindness has a positive impact on your day or life? Describe what happened and how it made you feel. I'll pause there. Have a think of that one. Move to the next one. How do you think heart-centered actions can create a ripple effect in your community or workplace? Share some examples. I'll pause there. Let's move on to the next one, spreading love, kindness, compassion. What are some principles or some simple acts of kindness that you can incorporate into your daily routine to spread love and compassion? What can you do? Yes. Now, what are some simple acts for you? I'll pause there. And think about a challenging situation where responding with kind of kindness and empathy could have made a difference. How would you have handled it differently now? Sometimes we need to run through the fire, get burnt, and then learn from it. But just imagine you're more resilient, understanding, and listening from the heart, responding from the heart. And you had this beautiful energy about you. Your cup was so full of beautiful energy. Yeah, you can handle things a bit better. Yeah, and the question is, how would you handle it now differently? Now that your cup's full of beautiful love heart energy. And here in the next one, contributing to the heart-centered world. This is more global stuff. Okay. Can you recall an instance where a small act of generosity made a significant impact on someone's life or your own? Share the story and its outcome. Pause there. And in your opinion, can collective efforts be create more compassion society benefit everyone? Yeah, I'd like to answer that one now. Okay, so pause a bit. Yeah, like earlier, I was involved in a society that committed a little bit of time, maybe an hour, or maybe 2 hours of their time poor schedules and with family and whatnot. Some business owners and some high corporates, and something called the Rotary International. And also we had a project to collect money and therefore we were able to, you know, donate money to, collect money, donate money to fund to certain people in the community that needed it. It could be all sorts of things, and even supporting certain grants, and just it was all community related. I remember that, and I think the energy was so beautiful to be amongst these people. And I think, on a global level, you know, beyond ourselves, it's a beautiful gesture and a good time invested. So only people who have volunteered will understand what I'm talking about, how the feeling is to be compassionate and to contribute, to be part of something that is bigger than ourselves. And now we move on to reflection and integration. How can we put all this together? Here's a few questions we can ask. What were the most valuable insights or personal growth moments you experienced during the module? Yeah, it just tells you that as we're traveling through these modules, there's some as we participate and practice, there's some beautiful life changes. Again, they don't last too long. Things change, but we have to keep practicing the same thing. Now, share an action plan for spreading heart-centered energy. What specific steps will you take, and how do you plan to measure the impact of the actions? I like the measuring part. At the moment, me and a colleague teamed up together just to spread the word of love, that, you know, and just help people understand this message. And that's the way I contribute to globally, and using all sorts of applications to get the message across. And we have so many social media tools that we're using to get across and to allow people to participate and be involved. There's a bit of energy there. I don't have to do this, she doesn't have to do that, but they choose their own free will to do it, and it is an experience, and that's what we're here for on this planet, just to be able to experience this empathy and compassion side of us. And moving on to reflect on your commitment. How do you feel about implementing your action plan? What challenges do you anticipate, and how will you overcome them? Pause there for a bit. Okay, so you've just heard a lot of questions, and they're designed to encourage self-reflection and group discussion. And hopefully we'll cover some of these on a module, on our next module, which is next Wednesday. It'll be 9 p.m. Sydney time. The idea is to foster a deeper understanding of the module's content and its practical application, and how do we use that in your daily life. So yeah, it's over out for me, and I loved enjoying putting this together for everyone. May you also be touched by love and kindness and compassion, and wherever you are, may you see the light, feel the light, and be the light. And blessings from me to you. It's been Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.